Deputy Sergeant Krupke. You gotta understand, it's just our bringing up key that gets us out of hand. Our mothers all are junkies, our fathers all are drunks. Golly Moses, naturally we're punks.
Gee, Officer Krupke, we're very upset. We never had the love that every child ought to get. We ain't no delinquents, we're misunderstood. Deep down inside us there is good.
There is good.
There is good, there is good. There is untapped good. Like inside the worst of us is good.
That's a touching good story.
Let me tell it to the world.
Just tell it to the judge.
Hey, the judge. Come on, you dear kindly judge, your honor, my parents treat me rough. With all the marijuana, they won't give me a puff. They didn't wanna have me, but somehow I was had. Leaping lizards, that's why I'm so bad.
Right, Officer Krupke, you're really a square. This boy don't need a judge, he needs an analyst's care. It's just his neurosis that ought to be curbed. He's psychologically disturbed.
I'm disturbed.
We're disturbed, we're disturbed, we're the most disturbed. Like we're psychologically disturbed.
Hear ye, hear ye. In the opinion of this court, this child is depraved on account of he ain't had a normal home.
Hey, I'm depraved on account I'm deprived.
So take him to a head shrinker.
Come on, you dumb
My father is a bastard. My ma's an SOB. My grandpa's always plastered. My grandma pushes tea. My sister wears a mustache. My brother wears a dress. Goodness gracious, that's why I'm a mess.
Yes, Officer Krupke, you're really a slob. This boy don't need a doctor, just a good honest job. Society's played him a terrible trick, and sociologically he's sick.
I am sick.
We are sick, we are sick, we are sick, sick, sick. Like we're sociologically sick.
In my opinion, this child does not need to have his head shrunk at all. Juvenile delinquency is purely a social disease.
Hey, I got a social disease.
So take him to a social worker.
Social worker, yeah.
Dear kindly social worker, they say go earn some dough, like be a soda jerker, which means like be a schmo. It's not I'm anti-social, I'm only anti-work. Glory Oski, that's why I'm a jerk.
Hey, Officer Krupke, you've done it again. This boy don't need a job, he needs a year in the pen. It ain't just a question of misunderstood. Deep down inside him, he's no good.
I'm no good.
We're no good, we're no good, we're no earthly good. Like the best of us is no damn good.
The trouble is he's lazy. The trouble is he drinks.
The trouble is he's crazy. The trouble is he stinks.
The trouble is he's growing. The trouble is he's grown.
Krupke, we got troubles of our own. Gee, Officer Krupke, we're down on our knees. Cause no one wants a fellow with a social disease. Gee, Officer Krupke, what are we to do? Gee, Officer Krupke, Krupp you!
I stepped out of the St. James Hotel. I left you behind, curled up like a child. Change is gonna come. The door whispered shut. I walked on down the high-windowed hall. You lay sleeping on the unmade bed. The weatherman on the television in the St. James Hotel said that the rains are gonna come. And I stepped out on the streets, all sparkling clean with the early morning dew. Maybe it was you and maybe it was me. You came on like a punch in the heart. You lying there with the light on your hair, like a Jesus of the moon, a Jesus of the planets and the stars. I kept thinking about what the weatherman said. And if the voices of the living can be heard by the dead, well, the day is gonna come when we find out in some kind of way. I take a little comfort from that now and then. Cause people often talk about being scared of change, but for me I'm more afraid of things staying the same. Cause the game is never won by standing in any one place for too long. Maybe it was you, maybe it was me. There's a chord in you that I could not find to strike. You lying there with all the light in your hair, like a Jesus of the moon, a Jesus of the planets and the stars. See the many girls walking down the empty streets. Maybe once or twice one of them smiles at me. You can't blame anyone for saying hello. I say hey, say hello, say hello. Will it be me or will it be you? One more stay and one depart. You lying there in the St. James Hotel bed like a the moon, the Jesus of the planets and the stars. Say hello, hello, hello.
How about that? Welcome to Side B of the Sunday Night Club. I am your host, Doug Julin. We are all here on WHRU-LP, Huntley Community Radio, 101.5 FM. Whether it's Sunday night or Wednesday at noon, we're having a great time. And thank you so much for tuning in. Please tell every person you've ever met about this show. Would you mind? What we just heard there was Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds from their 2008 album, Dig Lazarus Dig, a song that we know as Jesus of the Moon. And before that, speaking of Bad Seeds, it was those tough guys from West Side Story, the Jets, singing that Stephen Sondheim and Leonard Bernstein showstopper, G. Officer Krupke. Let's listen to John Lennon right now.
It was written that I would love you from the moment I opened my eyes. And the morning when I first saw you gave me life under calico skies. I will hold you for as long as you like. I'll hold you for the rest of my life. Always looking for ways to love you, never failing to fight at your side. While the angels of love protect us from the innermost secrets we hide, I'll hold you for as long as you like. I'll hold you for the rest of my life. Long live all of us crazy soldiers who were born under calico skies. May we never be called to handle all the weapons of war we despise. I'll hold you for as long as you like. I'll hold you for the rest of my life.
Paul McCartney does pretty well, just his voice and guitar. That's Calico Skies from the Flaming Pie album. The pie reference, I think, coming into play finally. 3.14, March 14th, pie, math, all of us together listening, pie. I think it makes some sort of sense. We heard Sean Lennon before Paul McCartney with Dead Meat from his Friendly Fire record. And we started off with Sean's father, John, from Walls and Bridges, 1975 record. That was Bless You on the Sunday Nightclub. Tonight's show started off with Led Zeppelin, if you can remember back that far. I know that you've probably got Led Zeppelin 3 in your collection. And if you've ever looked at the track listing and noticed the song Hats Off to Roy Harper, and maybe that's all you thought about it, but if you've ever thought, who the heck is Roy Harper? This the heck is Roy Harper. When an old cricketer leaves the crease on the Sunday Night Club.
When the day is done and the ball has spun in the umpire's pocket away, and all remains in the groundsman's pains for the rest of time and the day, there'll be one man down, his master pushing for four with the spin on a dusty pitch with 2 pounds 6 of willow wood in the sun when an old cricketer leaves the crease. You never know whether he's on. If sometimes you're catching a fleeting glimpse of a 12th man at Cinemidon. And it could be Jeff, and it could be John, with a new ball sting in his tail. And it could be me, and it could be thee, and it could be the sting.
And the clock turns back to reflect on the years of grace as those footsteps trace for the last time out of the act. Well, this way of life's recollection, the hallowed strip in the men, and the noonday sun are much more than just yarns of the days. When an old cricket leaves the crease, well, you never know whether he's gone. Sometimes you're catching a fleeting of a 12th man at Cinemidon. And it could be Jeff, and it could be John, with a new ball sting in his tail. And it could be me, and it could be thee, and it could be the sting. When an old cricket leaves the crease, well, you never know whether he's gone. If sometimes you catch in a fleeting glimpse of a 12th man at Cinemidon, and it could be me, and it could be thee.
There you go. Feisty, poetic Roy Harper, When an Old Cricketer Leaves the Crease. Talking about retirement. I think it's time to retire this episode of the Sunday Night Club. Thanks for tuning in. See you next week.